In 1985, Howard Jones promised us, things can only get better. And this is the Fat Man Chronicles.
I was not hiding. I was unsure. And I was really right there.
Welcome to the Fat Man Chronicles, episode 70. I'm your host, Pete, and sitting across from me is my beautiful wife, Gretchen, and we are a regular couple on a quest with you to health, fitness, weight loss, and a better life. I changed it up.
Quest?
Look, I don't like the word journey.
That's not our line.
I don't like journey.
I don't like change.
I know. No, I'm not saying that I don't like the group journey. I know that would bother you greatly.
Quest.
Right. You don't like quest.
I'm not in love with quest. I'm not in love with quest. Don't
well,
lie.
Now I got to go look for more synonyms.
Yes. I'm not in love with quest.
I don't like journey.
That's fine. I'm
evolving.
I'm sure there's like a happy median between the two.
Should we look up a thesaurus worth of synonyms?
Yeah, we'll try it out. But I feel like our listeners won't like quest either.
Okay. That could be. So there's a few things I want to say. One, I'm the only one who preps for this show.
Hey, Not true. I have notes.
Okay. I'm the only one who preps the actual like outline of a show.
Yeah.
Puts any verbiage around anything except views from the couch.
Yeah.
Also, the show.
Yeah.
To listen, it's free.
You're right.
So.
Are we not a democracy?
No, it's our show. it is our show though.
Our show. Yeah. I'm fine with changing journey. I'm good with it. It kind of caught me off guard. But I'm not.
It's written on the board.
It is. But I didn't know that board. I looked to the right because the left really doesn't change much.
Gotcha.
Now
it does.
Yeah. Except for under Pete, that changes every once in a while. But my section doesn't change and everything else never changes. So, yeah.
Well.
We'll have to look up more words.
Why don't you like the word quest? What's wrong with quest?
I mean, I like the word. I have nothing against the word. It's just. On a quest.
We are.
It feels like we should be like in Middle Earth and going to Mount.
I personally like Second Breakfast. So yeah. I wrote a whole blog post on how runners are hobbits.
So's our daughter. Yeah. No, we can give it a try. A couple tries. Maybe it'll grow on me.
Is that a shot at Michaela's height? Calling her a hobbit?
No, it's that she likes multiple breakfasts.
Oh.
Anyways.
That's true, but she doesn't like them like right away.
No.
None of my kids like to eat early.
Well, the older kids like to just sleep.
But even when they first get up, they're not, especially
no.
Lily.
Yeah, no. Daniel usually eats pretty, as soon as he's like out of his room. But I think Daniel gets up like earlier than he some like emerges from his room. He emerges from his room. I feel like he's been up for like 10 hours and then he like graces us with his presence.
Then he goes on a quest for breakfast.
Then he goes on a quest for breakfast, yes.
All right. Well, sorry that you don't like my change.
Yeah. It's caught me off guard. It's all good.
And I have to spend a lot of time in a on Googles.
Google it up.
On the Google.
Yes.
All right. So. We do have wine, though, tonight.
We do.
So what's in that bottle?
We have Kiona Vineyards, 2013, Red Mountain Sangiovese.
Pretty good.
Got all those words right. We opened this up the other night.
We did.
Sunday.
And I think it's better now, about 3 days later.
Mm-hmm. It's good, very nice.
Good longevity.
Yes.
Good food wine.
It is.
Even though we have no food in front of us.
No.
But that's okay.
It's all good. It's very good.
All right. Well, I see that you have. I mean, look, we didn't have Oh, I mean,
I probably should have brought my glasses down though. Now that I'm thinking about it,
the clamor for views from the couch has been strong online. I think at least two people have asked about it.
Two people. Wow.
And we know that Linda misses it if it's not happening. Yes.
So the views from the couch has been so long that I have 2 weeks of notes for some of the shows.
Wow. Is this an entire episode? Is it just a views from the couch episode? Are we going to make this?
I was pretty good about this.
Are you making?
I really should have brought my glasses down though.
Are you making a play for
a
spinoff?
I'm not.
You're not making a play for your own spinoff podcast?
No, not really.
No, I think it would be a hit.
Sounds like I would have to do a lot more prep work.
Well, I could still I could still steer the show.
Oh, okay.
And play dumb, which isn't difficult.
Right, especially on this stuff.
Well, and I'm not really pretending in general.
Right.
This is kind of who I am.
Yeah.
All right, well, what's going on?
So we have some lots of stuff going on. So Real Housewives Atlanta, we are in the reunion of this, and that's always fun.
And this is where they all get together. Recap the season with that dude sitting in the middle.
Andy Cohen. Yeah.
The busiest man in Hollywood now that Seacrest is not as busy.
Right, yes. And Seacrest, yes.
And then they just all yell at each other.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much. That's I don't
I
need
just
to
summed
I
it
don't
up.
I don't need to
You're
read
done.
My views. I'm good. So Nene, who has been on the show since its inception, and she was actually on the Celebrity Apprentice. She did not win a Subway. And she was on that show. It was a short-lived show. And I think we talked about this before where it was. Yeah, I can't remember. But anyways, so she's had a couple shows and she likes to think of herself as like the most famous person from The Housewives. But she really isn't. Well, her husband, Greg, had to deal with cancer this past year. Hmm. And so he had some cancer and he didn't want to do chemo right away. He tried to do some holistic stuff, but he eventually had to go through chemo. And as we know, like when you're dealing with cancer, it kind of changes you. It changes you mentally and all this stuff. So, and for the family, it's hard on them as well. So Nene was going through a lot of this, but I'm not downplaying that, but she became a raging BIT, you know, bad person, this, you know, really bad person. And on the reunion, she literally shows up and she's just sitting there with her legs crossed and like rolling her eyes and just not answering questions. Like even Andy, I have 2 weeks of this. By the second week, like Andy was getting frustrated and he's always been team Nene. Like they're very close. But she was just like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. You don't know me. You don't know what I'm going through. And it's like, we get it. I mean, we're not downplaying like what your family is going through. Cancer sucks. It sucks 100%, but there's no reason for you to treat people the way you're treating them. And it was just so frustrating.
So I have a question. You said this goes on for 2 weeks.
So, yeah.
So how many hours of recap? Is it like an hour each time?
It's hour each time. So it's 3 weeks. So the reunion is three for, not all of them warrant 3 weeks, but Atlanta warrants 3 weeks.
So there's somewhere between 2 and 3 hours of recap.
Right.
On the season.
Okay. And it's like funny because they end the season all happy. But this time, Atlanta, they did not. Like Nene was thought that people were setting her up and like were out to get her. And it was just ridiculous. I mean, it's just like trying to make a storyline is what all I can think about. But she's just being horrible to the other women. And one of the women, Portia, is pregnant, very pregnant at the time of the reunion. And actually, she just had her baby girl. And she, I mean, they all go to each other's stuff. Like, that's part of their thing. And her and Candy, who was in Escape, they have, like, a rocky relationship. But they've kind of made their amends. And they're like, you know what? We're just good. We're not going to be best friends, but we're good. We're going to be civil to each other. We're not going to keep on after each other. And so Candy didn't go to Portia's shower, but she sent a gift. And she knew, but Portia's like, I didn't expect her to come. And I think it's amazing that she sent me something. And like, it's always reciprocated the same way. But Nene's like, no, I didn't send you anything. No, I'm not going to send her. I mean, just being rude for no reason. It's so annoying. And I have one more week of this.
You're really worked up about this.
I am, because I feel like she's pulling the victim, like cancer, like, oh, my husband's going through cancer. You don't know. Yes, you know what? A lot of us do know. A lot of us have had loved ones go through cancer and not end up the way Greg is, who's beating it. So maybe you should take a look at yourself.
Is she treating him poorly too?
And she's treating him like crap too.
See, that doesn't surprise me, right?
Right. I mean, she's treating everyone around them, and it's just...
Well, according to the Wikipedia...
Yeah.
She's been in a lot of things for an episode or two.
Yeah, she was on Glee.
She was in...
What's the recent sitcom that got canceled, I think, after
The New Normal?
The New Normal. That's the one I'm thinking of.
And she apparently was married to this guy and then got divorced for a year or two.
Yeah,
and
a couple years, and then remarried. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
So... Okay, so
that's Greg with three G's.
Is it really three G's?
There's a G and then a couple at the end.
Oh, yeah, two at
the
end.
3G Greg.
3G. Yeah. I mean, and you don't see a lot. You see a lot of her side, not so much on his side, but
well,
yeah.
It's the Real Housewives. It's not.
But the men are part of the show as well. And they actually, they come on during the reunion as well and give their 2 cents.
Has that guy come on?
He has come on. So he came on in the first episode and they were talking about his marriage. And he was saying, like, you know, yes, I wasn't always the nicest to her. And so Andy's like, so are you guys getting a divorce? And Greg's like, no, I love her. She's my life. I don't want to. And Nene's like, I can't answer that. I mean, but they're not. Because then she gets on social media because people are saying, oh, her and Greg are getting divorced. Then she gets all over social media saying, no, we're not. You guys don't know me. But you were just on the TV show. Saying that you don't know if you're going to get divorced or not.
This is the most worked up I've seen you about any of these things.
Linda and I hate Atlanta. We hate it. But we have to watch it. Yes, mm-hmm. We do.
It's how I feel about most Rachel Ray shows.
Okay, so speaking of Atlanta, there was a spinoff of Atlanta, which is Don't Be Tardy for the Party, who is Kim and Croy. Kim was a housewife. She didn't get along. She actually had a song, Don't Be Tardy for the Party. Auto-tune song, I should say. She can't sing. So she has 6 children. One is 22. The other one is... So she's like 4. She just turned 40. Yeah, so she's 22. So she had her eldest when she was very young. Then the next one is, I want to say like 17, 18, about to graduate from high school. And then she's got little ones that she has with her current husband. The littles. So, and they're like 6, 5... I need 2 more. And then twins that are like 4 or something like that. Beautiful children. Like really cute kids. They're very cute kids. But the older ones, they have Botox and fillers. And it's just like, ugh, not acceptable. Anyway, so they're having a birthday party for the middle too. She spent $22,000 on a birthday party. And her husband, Croy, was played for Atlanta football, the Falcons, and he's retired now. And he was just like, I don't understand. And she's like, why? We cut back. This is nothing. It's like, oh, my goodness. And the oldest daughter, Brielle, she moved out of the house finally. She pays rent but has only spent one night in her own apartment. And she's had the apartment for over a month. But she keeps on going back to their house because she says that, you know, she misses the littles and all this stuff. And so Kim had a couple songs and now she's releasing another song. I mean, but she can't sing. I mean, she really can't. It's just so bad. But she's, you know, popular with, you know, with some people and they love her and, you know, she puts on a good stage presence, I guess. I'm not sure. But thank goodness for autotune. So Ariana went for her driver's test. She hit 2 cones during the driver test and still passed. How is that possible? Don't you, when you hit something, don't you automatically fail?
It's just a cone. It wasn't a person. You're good.
You're good. Then the second week of that one, and Lynn and I love Don't Be Tardy. Like, there's just something about them that we love. And they do interviews with, like, all the kids and stuff. And they're so cute. Like, Kia and the 2 youngest kids, the twins, are just adorable. But the older girls are just spoiled rotten. Like, they all went to Key West because Kim's putting on a concert down there.
Oh, I think I actually know who she is because her husband's the football player.
Yeah, he's the football player.
Croy Bierman.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she's putting a concert down there. And like the older girl, like Croy wants to go. They stop in Miami for a couple of nights, I guess. And he wants to go on a swamp tour and all this stuff. And like,
heck yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's just something different, you know. And the older girl's like, why would we ever want to do that? I mean, they just treat every spoiled.
Remember when we saw Swamp Cat when we were in the swamps?
And then it was like
the bayou.
Everything became about Swamp Cat.
It was about Swamp
you
Cat.
You came up with many movies about Swamp Cat.
Oh, yeah. I think he was a superhero at one point.
Mm-hmm.
He was solving bayou crimes.
It was just not.
And beating alligators.
Yeah. Okay. You want more? I got more. Wow. Are we bored?
This is like its own episode.
Has everyone turned off? I can hold off. I mean, but I got a lot more.
I mean, you've got notes. You prepped. Notes.
I did. I still have a lot more. I'll try to go a little faster.
So here's what one thing though I will say about this segment, because you usually get some corrections from Linda.
Yeah.
So I feel like we need a fact check.
No, I think I'm doing good so far.
Okay.
I think we're good so far.
Because the Anchorman podcast has a fact check in it, and I like that part.
So we'll have to have Linda at the end. She'll have to.
I would have to, like not release right away. I'd have to have her like listen.
Or maybe she can fact check. How about like fact check before the next episode, maybe?
Oh.
You know, like leading in. Like, here's stuff, everything that Gretchen got wrong on the last. Because Linda is my fact check, but I do run a lot of this stuff by her.
You can't say that too fast.
I know. Because
because fact check.
Fact check.
When you said it fast, sounds like fat check. You can't.
No, no.
You
no,
can't
no,
say
no.
that.
No, no. Okay. Project Runway, really miss Tin Gun. I do. It's not the same. I'm watching it because I've always watched it, you know.
Make it work, people.
You know, but it's just not the same.
Oh, who doesn't love a Tim Gunn?
I love Tim Gunn. Even the hostess, like, it's not Heidi anymore. And it's just.
Well, that's just dumb.
I mean, because they have, like, the spinoff where they did the celebrity or, like, the All-Stars, and they had Alyssa Milano be the hostess. And even then, it was like, you're not Heidi. And I like Alyssa Milano, but.
She's a controversial figure now.
Yeah.
With
she
that,
is.
She's big on the tweeter.
She is. She's gone. Hey, she's got her beliefs.
She needs to holster her tweeter every once in a while.
She's all in.
Her and somebody else that's famous needs to holster that tweeter.
Vanderpump Rules. Love the show. I don't understand how they have as much money as they do. I get these people all get a paycheck for being on, but it's not that much.
Can't be much.
And these people, they work in a bar. They're waitresses. And they go on vacations that I could only dream of. Like, I don't know. Do you think like those are a sponsor? Like, come to our hotel and we'll pay for you? Because they've actually, on Vanderpump, they say, no, this is me. I'm paying for this, like, a lot. Like, they don't make it seem like they're getting everything for free. But, I mean, Jesus. The amount of money they just throw around is just crazy to me. I don't understand how it's possible.
Well, I mean, she was a Real Housewife.
Vanderpump. Yeah, she's on Real Housewife Beverly Hills. She's part of Puppygate. Lisa Vanderpump.
She's part of the Puppygate.
She's part of Puppygate. Yes.
But I would assume if you're living in Beverly Hills, I mean,
but
I'm.
I know her. She making a lot of money, totally get. It's the people. So Vanderpump is her name, right? She owns a few restaurants, and it's about the workers that. It's about the servers and bartenders that work at her restaurants, is essentially what the show's around.
Okay.
So I don't doubt she has a ton of money, because I know that. It's her workers, like these kids. Well, they're not kids. I mean, Jax is 40 and the rest of them are in like their early 30s, late 20s, I would say. I just don't know how they have the money.
Like, what are they doing that makes it so they have money?
Well, they're going on very expensive vacations to like Mexico, penthouse and all expense. I mean, first class. And
okay. So, but that.
Do you think that's all
that's
paid?
That's probably paid for,
you think
right?
That's paid
or
for?
The resort. I mean, do they talk about which resort they're at and stuff?
Yes.
Okay. See, that's probably a little sponsor. Yeah. I would think that, because if they, I get it, like if they were doing it, not filming it.
Right.
But if they're filming it, my guess is that if they're showing the airline, like whatever they're showing or talking, like, oh, we're at.
They never show the airline. They never show the airline.
Okay. Well, that's probably not paid for, but I'm sure that they got a lot of miles.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And can buy a few tickets. But my guess is like a lot of that stuff is comped or.
Yeah.
Some sort of sponsorship or something.
Oh, it's crazy.
That's my two cents.
Crazy.
So we need to start a reality show?
We do. Because I think we could go on some awesome vacations. I wonder what that would be like. I don't know if anyone will watch that. We barely think anyone wants to listen to us, let alone watch us.
Can you tell him to put his shirt back on? he's shirtless an awful lot.
So we'll go to Real Housewife Beverly Hills because we're talking about Lisa and Puppygate. So still a huge fight over Puppygate. Still going on. There was a Page Six article that went out basically bringing up Puppygate again. And everyone thinks Lisa is the person that leaked the story. And then, but then like a day after the story leaked, she went on TMZ saying, no, this is not true. Like she was kind of defending the person that Puppygate's all about. But they're saying, you know, they just basically say, you know, no, Lisa's lying. And like Kyle went over and they had this huge fight. And I think there's two sides to every story. And I feel like maybe it was a boring storyline up until Puppygate. And they're just, this is like what they're clamoring onto. And so they're basically making Lisa out to be this horrible person. And I just don't think it's fair. Like, she has so much stuff going on. Her brother died. She's got all these restaurants that she's managing and opening, a puppy shelter, you know, saving, you know, stopping the eating of puppies over in China and stuff. Like, she's doing, yeah, that was a whole episode too that she did. Like, registration to try and ban that.
They eat dogs in China?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's so sad. So, like, she's doing all this other stuff. Well, I mean, it's their culture, so I mean, to each their own, right?
I mean, we eat other animals.
Right, exactly. But, you know, she's trying to, you know, do all this, change all this stuff, and it's like, really? She's going to worry about some pages? I mean, it's like a non-issue. I don't believe it. Linda and I both believe that she never leaked the story, and they're just kind of making her out. They always like making her out to be the bad guy, like the villain.
Could it be somebody from her camp? I've heard that term.
Right, the camp. Yes.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
Unless they're like hiking Everest, but somebody from her camp.
From her camp, maybe. But it's just like, it's so. So then there was, it was Lisa, it was her birthday. And so Lisa Rinna.
Oh, yeah. She's an actress.
Yep, actress. Married to Harry Hamlin.
All right.
Yeah. So she's been on the show for a couple seasons. And like one of her first seasons, like one of the biggest jokes was like, she was at a, they were having drinks or something, and someone says, oh, I got a headache. And she pulls out this bag of pills, like a plastic Ziploc bag of pills. And I'm like, oh, I can relate to that. I have the same bag, but she's got like multiple colors. I have Advil, but still. And so it was like this big joke that made, they went on and on. And so it's like, she's now the pharmacist of it, and it's become a pill. So for Lisa Vanderpump's birthday, she like posted this picture on Twitter of a cupcake with all these pills on it, you know, saying happy birthday. Well, any other year that would have been like taken as a joke and funny, but it just so happened her Lisa Vanderpump's brother died of a drug overdose. So some people took it as like she was making like a light of her brother just dying. And it's like, no, it's a ongoing joke within these people within the show. And Lisa Vanderpump said she didn't take it that way. And she was hoping that.
And you're not saying that she.
Rinna had, she was not like, trying.
There was no like illegal prescription drugs.
No. It was all, you know, like, I don't know, all the over-the-counter drugs and stuff like that that she has.
Now, that's the one. She was in a soap opera, right?
Days of Our Lives. I think she still is on Days
and
of
then
Lives.
The nighttime
oh, no,
one.
No, she's not on Days of Our Lives.
She was in that nighttime one, too, right? Melrose Place?
Melrose Place, yes. See? Look at you. No, she's not on Days anymore. She was Billy on Days of Our Lives. Mm. But she's not on Days anymore. She has a QVC show.
Oh.
It's pretty.
Who doesn't?
I know.
Who doesn't have? Oh, we don't.
We don't. We don't. All right. I'll do one more. Very cavalier.
Wow.
I got a lot more. But
oh,
I'll
well,
stop. This has got Jay Cutler.
It got Jay Cutler.
Yes. So very cavalier. Kristen Cavalieri, married to Jay Cutler. So
And their little cutlets? Do they show the little
they
cutlets?
They don't. They make a very... They've
no little cutlets.
They don't show them on Instagram, on any social media accounts. Oh. They show like the back of their heads and stuff like that, but they've never put their faces and their kids are not. And Kristen and Jay have both said that they don't want their kids on the show because they want them to make that choice for themselves. They're too young at this point and they don't want to expose them to it. So Jay as a bear was, everyone always thought he was queer, like weird and quiet and stuff like that, right? Jay on Very Cavalieri is hilarious. I love him.
Okay, so he's got resting face.
Yeah. And he has it on Very Cavalieri too.
Right?
He does.
He's got the RDF.
Yes. And he seems like such a private person. And Kristen is anything but private. She's very open. So it's kind of funny to see him on this reality show because like he's, he's retired. Like, it's a funny thing that, you know, so while he played football, while they were together and they played football, Kristen kind of, you know, she had three babies, stayed at home, followed him, went on the road with him, you know, was the football wife. And then when he retired is when she started, or when he was about to retire is when she started her Uncommon James online store. And now she has a couple of stores, a shop in Nashville, and then she has a pop-up shop in LA, I believe, as well. But like, once he retired, she kind of went full all in on this show, on this the store and stuff. And so now she like gives, Jay's always like, oh, can I have my allowance? Like, okay, he made plenty of money during, and he seems like one of those frugal guys, you know, like he doesn't seem like he would go out there and spend like a ton of money on just like stupid stuff. He just seems like he's frugal. Like he was frugal with all the money he made.
Well, I mean, he did con Miami into $10 million.
Exactly.
In that last year.
Exactly.
To basically go out there and, you know, not win.
But I love him. I love him. And he got drunk on one of the episodes. And well, it
was kind of surprises me.
It was hilarious to see him drunk.
You know, he's got the diabetes.
Oh, really?
He's a type 1 diabetic.
I did not know that.
Didn't expect to hear him drinking.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they said he was drunk. And I mean, does have.
Maybe I've got the wrong guy then. Oh. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let me go to the Wikipedia.
Go to the Wikipedia again. But he was drunk for sure. But it's kind of a weird dynamic between the two. Like, it's just not, when you look at so I know Kristen when she was on her own reality show when she was in high school. And
I was correct.
Oh, it's type 1. Oh, yeah. Well, if he doesn't drink a lot, but I do see him drinking on the show.
Well, I'm not saying that type 1 diabetics can't drink, right? Yeah.
That's just the sugar, you would think.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's just they'll have to be careful with the insulin and stuff. Yeah.
So she's just, it's so funny. Like, I would never picture the two together. And I think a lot of Chicago fans, when they started dating, blamed Kristen for the downfall of Jay.
In Kristen's defense, Jay was pretty bad before Kristen was around. Yeah, so.
But it's a fun show. I enjoy it because they're...
Well, I saw a preview where she talked about Jay unclogging one of her...
Milk ducks.
Yeah. Not milk duds.
No.
Milk ducks.
Ducks. Yeah, yeah. He talked about that. See, again, she's so... open, whereas I just don't.
He
think...
sucked harder than he's ever sucked before. Was I think her exact quote?
That was the line. That was the line. Yes.
Yeah.
So, okay, I can be done.
I, as a Bears fan, I truly believe that statement to be untrue. I believe he sucked worse.
As a Bears fan,
he sucked more. He sucked harder. More.
It was but it's a good show. It's a very good show. I enjoy it.
Wow, that was a marathon view from the couch.
I'll save my I have a couple Seeking Sister Wives.
Oh, my gosh.
To catch up on, and I'll save that for next time because I feel like the season's over, so then I can do like leading up to the season finale, and that can be next. That can be next
Time. I mean, we're talking like
no, I still longest, have more. I mean, I still have more.
There's this is the longest views from the couch ever.
I have New York. I have Mexican Dynasties, Little Women Atlanta, LA, Little Women LA.
I don't know how you do it.
It's hard being me, let me tell you. Summer House, and Married to Medicine LA. I mean, I got a lot of shows. But you got to remember, a lot of these shows are like, some of these are only half hour, some of them are hour.
Are you watching them more consciously at times in order to get notes? Or is this still all background?
It's still all background. And anything like, if I miss something, Linda catches me up.
Are you still scrolling?
I am. Wow. I'm looking to see if there's something. No, I've been going back and forth.
Oh, okay.
No.
That was scary.
I have
me.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, yeah. I still have a lot. I have about 6 more shows that I wrote about.
Yeah, let's. Wow.
I was trying to be good because I feel like I've been phoning it in the last few times. Like. And it's a lot of shows are ending, so you're getting the good parts. And the rest of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, like the second half of the season, looks really good. More Puppy Gate. You got Camille, Kelsey Grammer's ex-wife. She's getting remarried.
Hmm.
So it's all good stuff. All good stuff.
Poor Frazier.
Well, he wasn't the best to her.
He seems like he might not be.
No, he cheated on her and then kind of did a smear campaign against her to get out of paying a lot of stuff. So.
Well, that's your version. I'm sure his is different.
It is my version. But it was on the show. But again, it was a show, so who knows?
Have you found... a way to get any training in?
I've been on the treadmill.
Okay. Have you gotten a plan yet?
No, because I need to talk to Andy because I got to look at the date again. I know we figured out what I was going to do. I'm doing the DeKalb 10K. It's a 10K in DeKalb. It's like running through the city or something like that. And so I need the date. I can't remember what date it was. And then I need to go to Andy and say, the least amount of training I can do.
That is, you're going to, why bother? If it's that painful.
It is painful.
So
what is it?
It's like the DeKalb Corn Classic.
Corn Classic. Oh, Lou's going to love that. He always calls me the Corn Princess.
And registration is open.
Oh.
So we should get you signed up.
Yeah.
Run with us on September 29th, 2019.
That's right. Yeah, end of September.
Oh, sign up to receive race updates. A little pop-up just came and asked me to sign up.
Oh, lovely.
These people look very happy. I'm assuming it's the beginning of the race.
Probably. So, yeah. So, September 29th. So, let's see. That's all September. In August, this would be 8 weeks about, so July. So I would say like July, like the beginning of July into June is when I kind of have to start.
But you got
to
build the base.
So I've been on the treadmill.
So do you want him to help you build the base, go a little bit longer plan, build the base?
Seems like a lot of work.
For Andy or for you?
For me. Sounds like a lot of effort.
All right, well. Views from the couch discussion, 27 minutes. Training discussion, 27 seconds.
There you go.
We're good.
Oh, I have been watching my Grace and Frankie, too, on my treadmill.
On the treadmill.
I haven't gotten on the treadmill a lot.
Well, a lot of that's because of my travel.
Right.
Right. I had a lot of traveling.
You did.
Over the course of 2 weeks. Yes. And during that time, my training just fell apart.
Yes.
And it got me thinking about reasons versus excuses. And I think it's going to be everybody's favorite game show. Reason or excuse? And there are things that I'm struggling trying to figure out if I'm using things that I believe are valid reasons to then help me create excuses and not do things. So, because I think some of the things start out valid, right?
Right.
I mean, this job, I have significantly less flexibility.
Yep.
I'm in a physical location.
Yes.
I've been on the road a ton.
Yes.
I'm just not used to having to get up early, get all my training in.
Right.
Get to work. It's a lot.
Yeah.
For what before.
Yes.
You know, what I had been doing.
Yes.
And I think that all of that, I think those are reasons. Like,
they're real things. I mean, yeah.
And then the travel, I had a lot of time in the car.
Right.
And I had some pretty bad back pain return.
Yeah.
Probably. And I couldn't run. I mean, so I think between a lot of time in the car, I mean, we're talking multiple 6 hour drives, like
right.
6 hour plus drives, or 5.5 to 6 hour drives, something like that. Because I had 1 week there, there and back. So
yeah, two.
And then I had, about five.
Yeah.
Detroit, right, and down and back.
Up,
so five.
Yeah.
Which I understand, like, if you're a truck driver,
you're doing
that all the time, but you're used to it.
Right, and
right?
You're not. And they have those little, like, seat covers that go with the beads on it
The beaded seat covers. Yeah. Well, I can tell you that I wished that I had a little bit more money in the bank because I would trade in this car right now. It is not comfortable for those kinds of distances.
For 6 hour drives?
No. Mm-hmm. Not multiple of them. So between that, maybe sleeping in hotel beds.
Yep.
Sitting in fairly uncomfortable conference room chairs. No offense to whoever picked those.
Yeah.
At the new gig. I think it just all added up. And
probably.
I was struggling, right? And I'm on the road. Food is very tough.
Yes.
And I haven't broken that piece yet, and I haven't gotten into a rhythm where I figured out how to avoid that stuff. So my affinity for Waffle House continues.
Well, who can blame you? It's Waffle House.
Right. So I think, but what I think has happened for me is like all these reasons, I'm like, well, all this stuff has happened to me, right?
Yeah.
Or all this stuff. And a lot of it's been choices. Like right. I've made choices on what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. But here they are. And I think they're some valid reasons. And I kind of feel like I've taken all those reasons and I've carried them forward to now give me excuses on why I haven't done some of this stuff, right? So I'm trying to fix that now. Dietary choices have been poor, although I haven't really gained weight. I mean,
well, I guess that's good.
That well, I guess so. Yeah, I mean, I haven't gained a lot of weight. I get puffed up for a day. Puffed up.
Say that five times fast.
Yeah, I couldn't say it once. and then I'll just do well, and it comes right back off. Right, so. I'm in kind of a set point, I think, and a lot of it's because I just haven't made the commitment to break through it and keep going.
Okay.
And I need to because I really don't want to be this heavy
right.
going into 50K.
No.
Which, you know, now I'm doing it alone.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, Dave and I talked about it and, you know, he's got some things that he needs to get done in his life. And
you first. Me first.
He's got to get it.
Yeah.
Get it together for himself and his family and all that. And I feel, I'm like, yeah, absolutely. And we've talked about next year running together. So I feel good about that. But I haven't just gotten going yet. And that race isn't that far off.
But do you think it's because you don't have like another something else? Like,
no, that one now. I mean, it's a 50K. It's less than 16 weeks away. That's plenty.
Okay.
To keep me going. It's more that I don't have a time goal again.
Yeah.
I know I can do the training to finish, and I will do that training to finish, but I got 11 hours to finish 31 miles.
Right.
I can do that. I don't want to be out there for 11 hours. And so maybe what I've got to do on this one is, since it's flat, maybe give myself more of a time goal and start training towards that.
I was going to say, it's also, do you think like you don't have like someone downloading your workouts to you?
No.
Every day. Oh, he's...
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
No, that's all still going. I'm just ignoring him.
You're just ignoring him.
Well, a lot of it has to do with being on the road. Like,
right.
I couldn't run when you're... It was pitch black that... Like, it just gets light later down there.
Oops. Sorry.
And because of that, I couldn't run early in the morning. Like, in unfamiliar places, it was just really not... It wasn't conducive. And I should have brought a headlamp the next week. And I didn't do it. I just haven't been prepared. There's something just wrong. I'm not preparing myself well. And it gives me the excuse then at that point to not do what I need to do. So that's got to stop now. Mm-hmm. And I'm the only one who can do it.
Yep.
But it's...
So do it.
Right. The woman who wants to train for 4 minutes...
No. I said I think I put like a solid like 10, 12 weeks there.
Right. But maybe I should rephrase that. I was using that as a euphemism
for
the least possible.
Yeah, least possible. That's my goal.
There we go.
Yeah. It's my mantra.
Just in life in general?
Yeah, that's what I do. Least possible.
So reasons versus excuses, do you find yourself getting into that? Or is you don't think about these things?
I don't. No, I mean, let me think about it. I don't... No, I don't think about these things. I mean,
but it's seven like, pages of reality shows, and we've
got that. I mean, because like, I don't know. I mean, I think for me, it's just all. I think I'm just so honest. Like, it's all excuses. I mean, it's like, can I get on during lunch? Sure, I can. Do I want to? No. I mean, it's just like that.
Okay, so there's an interesting question: is I don't want to a valid reason? Or is that always an excuse?
I think it's just always, I think that's an excuse. I don't know. So I see reason as valid, like, okay, this is a valid, you're okay, you're not excuse. You're like, really? Come on. That's like, so I'm self-honest where I can go and lunch. I just choose not to. So to me, it's, I'm just lazy.
I choose
not to run.
So with the way, what would you look at my circumstances as, like, 90% excuses, 10% reasons, or?
I think, well, I don't know about 90-10, but I think there is more of, I think you've, exactly what you said, I think you've taken the reasons and turned them into excuses and kind of just kept on extrapolating, because now that you're home, right? And you talked about, you know, your job has definitely changed, right? But prior to it, you're like, well, I'm just going to have to get up early and get it done. And you haven't, because it's just, like you said, it's not something you've had to do before. And so I think you kind of taken the reasons and just kept on going with it. And now it's become excuses. You haven't adapted to it. And, you know, you one day you ran there, right?
Yeah. And I took, as my break,
You went for a run. And it was harder because I think you run in mud. And so that's obviously.
I stayed in the yard. Well, there was a reason that I had to stay in the yard that day. And it was dirt. So.
Right. So it makes it's a little different running situation for you. But, you know, you came up with ways that you can overcome not being, you know, a super early morning riser, where you can, because you've said it over and over again, you are not the type of person that can get up and just go run.
No.
It's a process for you. Yep. For me, I can literally wake up at 5 o'clock, 10 minutes later, be out the door. That's just who I am.
Yeah, I've started to get up earlier. The problem is I'm not going to sleep any earlier.
Right.
And I'm really got to shut the mind off somehow.
Yeah.
Maybe I should go back to trying melatonin, because I had to do that for a while.
Yeah. And I have some upstairs.
And it worked.
That made me all loopy when I took it.
Well, remember when I did, when I was taking the melatonin, like, it knocked me out.
Yeah, it knocks you out.
I agree. I think I had legit reasons at the beginning.
Yes.
And I've just let it get away.
I'm not going to tell you, like, I mean, you said it yourself. You're the only one that can fix it, right?
So. Yeah, and I want to do other things, too. Like, I really want to get on the bike. And so now is the time. It's starting to change. The weather's starting to change, and it's getting warmer. So I really want to do that, and the weekends are the time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So we can kind of get some more cross-training in. But I've got to get my
think you got to get your mind around it.
Yeah. It's the during the week. On the weekend, I can get back on it, right?
Yeah.
And I will that for sure, but I have to have weekday runs. Like, I can't do what I'm doing and make it through 50K. I mean, I could probably still walk it, but that's not what my goal is.
That's not your goal. No.
Well, here's what we've learned.
Yeah. I still have more views from the couch to talk
we
about.
We still have more views from the couch. That's an entire other episode. We have to record again this week now. It's an Easter miracle. We have, I had some mostly excuses at this point.
Yeah.
And reasons are great. And I really love that wine. Remember?
Reasons wine. That's good wine.
Yeah. It was only around for a few vintages.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good wine.
I think we still have a bottle of, like, the 07 or 09 sitting in there.
Are you sure I didn't drink it accidentally?
You could have.
It's entirely possible.
All right.
No.
So we also learned I need to get my butt in gear, and you need to have a conversation with Andy about
I have a feeling Andy's
your training plan.
I feel like he's going to be pinging me tomorrow.
Just magically? Oh, or after
he listens to the podcast?
I don't know how quickly he listens.
I feel like if
he still listens.
Maybe he doesn't.
I don't know.
Oh, that'd be sad.
It would be.
That'd be sad.
Andy, we hope you're still listening.
And in case my CFO is listening, I did do a lot of work, okay? Just to make sure. Just to reiterate, I do work while the TV's on in the background.
Do you pause it during, like, calls with
CFO? Oh, yeah, I turn it off. No, anyone that calls me, that's why, like, I was actually shocked I had as much as last week. Was it last week? Was last week spring break in Atlanta?
Couldn't tell you.
No, last week they were doing meetings in New York. So I was on a bunch of meetings last week. So I don't know. I'm not sure how I had time, but I end up pausing a lot. Like today I didn't watch, I barely got through my two Gilmore Girls because I do my 2 hours of Gilmore Girls in the morning. Barely got through it.
When I'm not at home, though, do you watch more reality shows like at night?
No. Okay. I don't, actually.
Interesting.
I was reading. I read a book.
What kind of book?
Well, our friend Sherry and I are in our two-person book club. And so we read a book. Oh, I don't think I can look it up because I turned my phone to airplane mode. She hasn't read it yet, but
read it. You don't remember the name of it?
Oh, come on now.
What was it about?
Who do you know? Who are you talking about? It was about, it was called Before She Knew Him.
Before
She Knew Him. It was about a married couple living next to another married couple, and somebody dies, and it just goes from there. I don't want to give away. I feel like, I don't know if anyone's going to read it and stuff. And Sherry doesn't listen to podcasts, but it was pretty predictable.
Thanks, Sherry.
I knew the ending. Like, I was like, I know how this is going to end. And it was true. So, but I still read it. I read it pretty quickly, actually.
Uh-huh.
So now I need, and I think I'm going to go back to one of the Reacher books because I have a bunch of Reacher books to read. I'm like,
yeah,
very behind.
Yeah, I love
behind.
That character.
Yeah, so.
Really,
that's what I do when you're gone. I usually read.
I really would like to do a FMC book club.
But oh, yeah.
I don't know if you would want to read the books then.
I usually read some.
Well, I really should talk.
I read a lot of books. I read all kinds of different books. I used to. I don't now. I like, easygoing books, but I used to read like history books and, nonfiction and fiction. I mean, I was in a whole, not way before you knew me. I was in a nonfiction, like.
We've been together for quite a long time, so it's been a while.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But I went through a whole phase of nonfiction.
The Passion Paradox is, I should have done like a whole episode on that. It's so good.
That's the one that Heather wants to borrow, right? No.
Yes.
Yes, right?
It is. It was fantastic. Maybe we'll do a special episode with Heather when she reads it.
There you go. There you go.
And you can read it.
I could read it.
Sitting upstairs.
Yeah.
It's a fairly quick read, even though it's pretty deep stuff.
Yeah.
But you can get through it pretty fast.
Okay.
You've got
have to go out of town again. No, please don't. It's exhausting.
You're telling me.
I love my daughter, but it's exhausting.
All right. Well, now we're just
rambling.
Chatting.
Okay. Well, we don't talk any other time. So.
I know. It's been weeks. All right. Well, let's wrap it up. You've been listening to episode 70 of the Fat Man Chronicles. The music is You Got Me Wrong by Safar. We're not real active on the social medias. I know we've talked about it a lot, but I'm just not into social anymore, and which isn't good for business because you really need to be. So there you go. Oh, you turned the airplane mode off and I could hear the static coming. Couldn't wait.
No.
I should make you read all this stuff then.
No, we know that won't end well.
All right. Well, if you haven't already subscribed, please do leave a rating or review. We didn't get any new ones, but I was thinking about this. We have 40 ratings.
That's awesome.
In 70 episodes. That's
pretty
good.
I think that's pretty good return.
I really like it. But if you haven't left a rating and review, please do so. We've got 39 5-star and 1 3-star lingering out there.
I'm really going to hate this one.
We want to thank our patrons, as always, Amy, John, Christine, Linda, Rob, Julie. We really appreciate everything you've done for us. If you want to be a patron, sure, go check it out. But do visit fatmanchronicles.com. Sign up for the blogs. I've been blogging, still blogging.
Still doing it.
Made every Wednesday so far this year. I'm behind on my reading, but I'm up on my blogging. And if you want to pick up some swag, you can do that at fatmanchronicles.com/shop. I think that's it. I think we should wrap it up right here. Everyone, get out there and be better today.